As it relates to Rei, it's kedai to speak very much about Dvarim Hanoigin to today's daf and to yesterday's daf and really the entire Perek Behem HaMakasha. Just to set it up, today's raid will, be'ez Hashem, be part one of a two-part raid. The Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, this is in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud, says, Mutter lishchaites ha-me'uberes. It's mutter to shecht a behem ha-me'uberes. Says the Rambam, why? Because uber aver me'imayu. Because an uber is an aver of its mother. So says the Rambam, it's mutter to shecht a behem ha-me'uberes. And the reason is because the uber is an aver from the mother, and being that it's an aver from the mother, it's for that reason it's going to be okay. It's mavur in the Rambam that the Rambam held that there would have been a havamina, ben benoishal havamina, that it's osir to shechta behema mu'uberes. Kilu, our entire perek that discusses someone that shechta the behema mu'uberes and what's the halachic status of the uber, there would have been a havamina that this is all b'di'evet, that l'chatchilo, you're not let it go ahead and shechta behema mu'uberes. Abba says the Rambam, no worries. Kamash Malon, it's okay, because Uber Aver Me'imayu, because we look at the Uber as being an Aver of the mother, and if it's an Aver of the mother, it's not going to be an issue. If you look in the Rishonim, they explain, this Havamina that the Rambam was addressing is a pasuk in the Torah. It says in Parashas Emor, V'shoyr oiseh, oisoy ve'esbenoy, loiseh shchatu b'yoymechon. There's an iser teshecht, oisoy ve'esbenoy. By the way, it's the name of the next parak that we're about to learn here in Masech Teshchulin. But we know there's an iser teshecht, a mother and a child, if you chayish lezera'av, a father and a child, but there's an iser shchitas oisoy ve'esbenoy. The Rambam held that if that's the case, maybe you shouldn't be able to shecht a behema muberes. Because when you shecht a behema muberes, there's a very good chance that the uber is going to die. And if that's the case, you're going to be over the iser of oisoy ve'esbenoy, loiseh shchatu b'yoymechon. Zok, the Rambam, it's not a problem. And you want to know why it's not a problem? Because uber ever me'imayu. Because the way I look at the uber is not as a separate entity from the mother, but it's an aver of the mother. And therefore, I didn't shecht oisoy ve'esbenoy. All I shechted was oisoy. It was one shechita. I mean that it's one shechita. So based on that, this is not going to be an issue. Rmei Simcha in Or Sameach, right here on this Rambam, he is mazber the oimik of the shakla v'tarya of the Rambam. There would have been a havamina that you're not let a shecht of a hemem uberes because of oisoy ve'esbenoy. Kamash malon uber ever me'imoyu. And it's for that reason that it's going to be okay. And he says that really this shakla v'tarya and the maskon of the Rambam, that it's mutter, and the reason of the Rambam, because uber ever me'imoyu is really a giloy to a yesoid godol in understanding the entire perek behema makash. And I think, just before we read the short words of Ramei Simcha, Kedarka Bakoidesh, I think it's kedai to take a few steps back and just speak out what really could have been the introduction to Perek Behema Makasha. That is, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the great Sinai, in his Asvin Deiraisa and Klal Yudalit, he declares a Chakira Hayadua with regards to the Ben Pekua, with regards to Perek Behema Makasha, with regards to the Drosha of Behema, Bebehema, V'chol, Ba'behema, everything that we've been doing for the last week. And that is, what's the pshat? That if somebody shechts a behema mu'uberes, the halacha is that the uber is going to be mutter even though you didn't do a proper shechita. Is the pshat that when you shecht the mother, we see that the shechita is being chal not only in the mother, but also in the uber. And even though the uber was yotzachai, and its two simonim are completely intact, but at the same time, based on the Chiddush HaTorah, we have a right to see up ki'ilu, there was a shechita that took place in the uber. Oye Shloimer, said Rabbi Yosef Engel, avada, there was no shechita that happened in the uber. You shechted the mother, you didn't shecht in the uber. But was stated in the Gzeres HaKosev of Ben Pekua, Perek Behema HaMakasha, of Behema BeBehema, V'chol BaBehema, is that although ordinarily when it comes to a behema, the only way you could eat it is if you shecht it, but if there was an uber inside the rechem of the mother at the time that you shechted the mother, that behema is going to be mutter beloy shechita. But it's not that we see up a shechita in the uber. How could you see up a shechita in the uber? There was no shechita. But the gather is that behema, bebehema, is going to be mutter for the beloy shechita. In other words, the gather of the ben peku is we see up as if it's shachut, or no, we don't see it as if it's shachut, But it's muta for the Baloi Shechita. Now, either way, this is a chiddush niflo. It's something that's based on Gzeiros HaKosafs. If you see it up as if it's shachet, that's a chiddush, because the Metzias says it's not shachet. And if you're going to be matro without a shechita, that's a chiddush niflo, because ordinarily you need shechita. Any way you go, this is going to be a shechita. It's not going to be greater or lesser, regardless of which side of this chakira, how you do it, you take. The question is, what state in the halacha of Behema Makasha? What state in the halacha of Ben Pekul? What's the lumdus? Is the lumdus that we see it up as if it's shachar, or is the lumdus that you're allowed to eat it despite the fact that it's not shachar? My nafkamina. So there's many nafkaminas. We'll mention one. So the base of Engel, the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat bas of a chalof together, right? It says three times in the Torah, Leis of Asher, Gliba, Chalev Imoy, stating that, the Gemara learns from the fact that it says we learn that the only time there's an Isser Bas of a Chalav is only if it's Imoy. It's only if the animal's alive. If, however, the animal is a Shchuta, it's milk, you're allowed to eat with Bas of Midday Raisa. Father, not Midday Rabbana, but Midday Raisa you are. So if somebody goes in and shechts an animal and there's milk that's considered Chalav of a Behema Shchuta, there's no Isser Bas of a Chalav Day Raisa. Clares Rabbi Yosef Engel, what would be the halacha if somebody would take the milk of a ben pekua and he would be mevashel together with basa? Is there an issa basa v'chalav day raisa? If you see up the ben pekua as if it's shachut, so then it's basa, it's behem shchuta. It's chalav of a behem shchuta. There's no basa v'chalav day raisa. If the gedder advarim, however, is that even though it's not shachut, still the halacha is it's going to be mutter. But the point is, it's not a behem shchuta. It's not chalav shchuta. If it's not chalav shchuta, it's going to be okay. Ukehena rabbis clares. Rabbi Yosef Engel, Kitarke Bakoy, there's no better at this geschäft than Rabbi Yosef Engel. And he goes and he has all his nafkaminas in terms of whether the gedder advarim is, we see it up as if it's shachot or not. Emes is that other achroinim already went, Bedarkoy, Shnell, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and handled this chakira hayodua in the sugyas that we're learning right now. And there's rayas that are brought lekan or lekan. But there's one very, very compelling raya to the tzad that the gedder of how Ben Pekua works is that we see it up as if it's really shachar. And that is from a sugya in Masechtes Tmura, not a hard Gemara, on Daf Yud Aleph from the base. The Gemara says, Boi minei Abaye mirav Yosef. Abaye asked Rav Yosef the following question. He shlamim uvlad achulin. What would be if somebody owns a behema muberes? The mother is a shlamim, but the vlad is a chulin. Never the cases. But the metzias is, the mother is a shlamim, the vlad is a chulin. Shachta bifnim. If somebody would now take this behema that's a shlamim, that has a vlad, that's a chulin, bring it into the azara and do a shchita. Mahu. Is he over the iser shchitas chulin ba'azara, or is he not over the iser shchitas chulin ba'azara? Do we say that being that the vlad is chulin and you just shechted the animal, so you were over the iser shchita of chulin and azara? Or maybe not. And the Gemara explains what did study ashayla are. The Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Boyam minei abayim Rabbi Yosef, abaya, Claire, another shnayli. Asked Rabbi Yosef the same question. What would be in the reverse? He chulin uvlad shlam. What would be if he had an animal that's chulin and the vlad shlam? Veshachta bachutz. And you did a shchutei chutz. Mahu. What's the halacha? Mi mechayv alam yishum shchutei chutz aloi. Would it be shchutei chutz or not? And again, the Gemara explains what abaya study ashaylis. It's totally in how you learn a pasuk. Zog Rabbi Yosef Engel and Zog the Gedolei Achrayim. This shleim, if you're going to tell me that the way a ben pekua works is that when you shech the mother, it's chal shchita on the vlad. So then I understand that Abaye is two chakiras over here in Tmura, Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Yud Beis. Bad in the ubers, and therefore if it was chulin, it's chulin b'fnin, and if it's kachim, it's kachim achutz, or maybe based on limudim, based on studim that the Gemara discusses beyond the scope of this rape bite, it's not going to be a problem. But if you're going to tell me it was never chal the shchita in the uber, but rather the way the halacha ben pekua works is that it doesn't need a shchita, so there was no shchutei chutz, there was no shchita shchulam b'fnim. So what in the world was Abaye Shailo? So zogin dachreinim dachayr. This gemara being tmura daf yud aleph daf yud beis is a very very stark koychocha to that one side that to get that dvarim is that it's chal the shchita in the uber, it's chal the shchita in the uber, as opposed to saying that it's going to be nitabla shchita. And this is the way the achreinim approach the sugya with a pashtus that avada ben pekua is the type that it's chala shchita and ober, and one of the greater eyes, there are others as well, is this sugi over here, Masechtes Tmura Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis, which goes to the top of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Stating that, if you think about it, it's a little bit of a pella. You know why it's a little bit of a pella? Nothing fancy. We're learning the sugis over here. Let's just try to take out a few klarazach from the Gemara. Number one, the Mishnah says, the Halacha ben Pekua is true, loishna if the Uber was alive, or loishna if the Uber was dead. Bishloima, if the way this works is, that when you shech the Behemah Muberes, the Uber is mutter on Ashchita. It's okay, on Ashchita if it's chai, on Ashchita if it's mace. Being alive or dead is nishkan yichus bechlal, with regards to whether it's mutter on Ashchita or the mit Ashchita. But if you're going to tell me that the way it works is that it's chal Shchita in the animal, if it's chal Shchita in the animal, if it was dead before you went ahead and you did the Shchita, then how in the world could you do Shchita on a behemoth that's dead? It almost has no avana, not a kasha. It's mavur. The Gemara said, "L'divrei amater, the chelav is going to be mutter, the gidanosh is going to be mutter." What's that all about? Why in the world is the chelav and the gidanosh mutter? Hechtins, what a bempeku is, it's a behemah that had this magical shchita. Okay, so the chelav of a behemah shchut is aser. The gidanosh of a behemah shchut is aser. So why in the world should the chelav and the gidanosh be mutter? Meaning, you can't just say, I have this gishmak hakira, I know the tutsadim, I once heard it, yeah, gewaldig. And this is suddenly going to make sense of the whole sugya. It's a dayan eino yoyma elo darsheni. There's still a lot of just bait. This is like the most simple level possible. But if you want to try to be masader, our thoughts here in the sugya, there's still a little bit that would have to make a little bit of sense. But then it says like this. The Briskerov. And this Briskerov is in Sefer. Chedushei Moron Rizal Levi. It's in the Mechtovim, right? So, of course, if you know, you know that in the back of the Rav Sefer al Rambam, there's a bunch of Mechtovim. This Mechtov was written to Rav Chatzkel Abramsi, the Baal Chazon Yecheskel, and what they were discussing over there was a Meir de Gezach. The Rambam, in Hilchas Machtolos Asuras, in the end of Perikei, says that in the event that somebody would shecht an animal, and the animal itself was a treifa. So somebody shechts a behemoth treifa. Zok de Rambam, the halacha is that the uber is going to be asa. So loshen a Rambam. Ben tishachai, kores a behemoth, oy shochat behemoth treifa, umotzaba ben tishachai, tzorich shchita lahatira. Ve'en shchitas imoy moyel esla. So the Rambam says that in the event that somebody would shech the behemah muberes, and you found out that it was a treifa, so the halach is the laws of ben pekua would not apply. So Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky asked Moron HaGriz. He said, "I don't understand this halach. It's the murder gakasha, a little bit of oymek." He said, "We just learned today's daf, right? We have a little bit of an appreciation for this. A treifa is also ba'achila, but the reason a treifa is also ba'achila is not mitzad chsarin in the shechita." V'haraya, the shchit of a treifa is mitayim b'dei tumas nevel. So why is a treifa aser? It's because there's a din. It says in the Torah, v'chol behem, that you learned this pasuk 100 times, we should remember it. But the bottom line is that any treifa that's found in the sada, something like that, the halach is loisachelu. You're not going to be allowed to go ahead and eat it, right? Ubasav asad the treifa loisachelu, thank you. So the halach is, you're not going to be able to eat it. The point is, a treifa is aser. But the reason a treifa is aser is not mitzad chsorin in shchita. The shchita is a shchita malyus. There's no chsorin in the shchita whatsoever. Nor vasna do adi. The abehema vasna is a treifa. You're not allowed to go ahead and eat it. So I freaked Reb Chatzkel Abramsky tomorrow, not Gris. So he said, if that's the case, what's Pashup Shan in this Rambam? I don't understand the Havon of the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you go ahead and you shech the treifa, and then you find the Ben Paku, it's going to be awesome achila. Why not? Bishloim, if you're going to tell me that when you shech the treifa, there's a chsarin in the shechita. So pshat is, it's not a shechita ma'alya. If it's not a shechita ma'alya, it doesn't work for the mother, it doesn't work for the uberit. But being that we know that shechita's treifa is a shechita ma'alya, so if it's a shechita ma'alya, even though it can't be chal the heter shechita lemaisa on the mother, because there's a din, it says in the Torah, pasuk the treifa leisachelu, up in the uber is its own entity. So if it's an own entity, it's not a cheftz of a treifa. If it's not a cheftz of a treifa, why shouldn't I be able to eat the uber? This is the kasha that the Rav and Rav Chatzkel Abramsky were mutching in this michtav, in this letter. The kasha is, why is it that the uber of a behema treifa doesn't have the heter ben pekua? You're going to tell me because the shchit of the mother couldn't work? The shchit of the mother worked mitzad the hilchis shchita, but there was no chsarin in the chefs of the shchita. It's just that, being that, hi, my name is so and so, and I'm a treifa, so therefore it can't be chal, so therefore it's not going to be chal. Oh, but the uber that doesn't have that chisarin, so let it be chal with the ganze shleimus. So Maron Agris told Rav Chanskel Abramsky. He said, the pshat is pashat. He said, the pshat is, what's this magic? What's this business over here? That when you go ahead and you shech the mother, all of a sudden now the Uber is suddenly going to be okay. Magically, we look it up as if the Beis Simonim of the Uber somehow got a shechita. Said the Rav Avada, that's not together. He says, you want to know what together is? Together is Vasadam Musik van Uber Yerechima. There's a musig in Shas that sometimes we look at the Uber as not being its own entity, but as being one of the Evarim of the animal. We look at the Uber as Mer Nitkain Ever. That's the way we look at the Uber. Said the Brisker of the Gether of Perik Behema Mekasha, the Gether of Ben Peku, Behem Behema, V'choba Behema is that we see the Uber clapping the Shechita as if it's one of the Evarim of the mother. And being that there was a Shechita that was done in the mother, and the Shechita is chal in every one of the Evarim of the animal, maybe it's chal in the Uber as well. This Aver is a little different. It has a pulse. It has a kona. It has a veshet. It has its own set of ramach evarim, right? It has its own thing going. But klapi hilchis shchita, the way we see up this Uber as being echad me evareha shel abehema, and being that we see it up as being one of the evarim, so therefore it can't be better than the mother. And if the mother's a trefa, then this Uber is an aver of a trefa, and every aver of a trefa is also b'achila. It's also going to be also b'achila. If together is you see it up as a separate entity, said the Gris, and it somehow gets the shechita just like the mother got the shechita. Okay, so this entity has the shechita. The shechita of the mother is a perfect shechita. Narvaz, dear, this external bomb that's saying you can't be mutar b'achila because you're a trefa. Well, I'm not a trefa, so based on that, I should be okay. But said the Rav, together is not that there's two shechitas taking place. One shchita. The shchita is happening in the mother. The reason it's chal shchita in the Uber is because I see it ke'echad me'evareh. And being that I see it as one of the evarim, and it's chal, the shchita in all the evarim, it's chal in this ever as well. Well, if this is an ever of a trait, then the male is not going to be okay. And the Rav said that the emesis is mefurish as in the Rambam. I stop one line short. See the Rambam again. Karas abehema, oishachat behema trefa, umatzaba ben tishochai, tzorich shchita lahatiroi. Vein shchitas ima mayalesla. Ve'im loy gomru loy chadashov, afal pisha hu chai b'mea trefa, hareza aser, mipnei shehu ke'ever me'imai. Said Maron Agris, mipnei shehu ke'ever me'imai is a beer on the entire Rambam. The reason the ben pekuah of a trefa is aser is because it's ke'ever me'imai. And ke'ever me'imai is the gather of the whole halacha of ben pekuah. It's mutter not because it's viewed as a separate shechita. It's mutter because we view it as ever me'imai. And if the imai had a shechita, all the evarim are going to be mutter as well. That's together. That's why this is going to be mutter. It's pashut. The mahalach, the way you understand the ben pekua, that sad in Rabbi Yosef Engel's chakira, that it's a shechita, is not the pshat. It's an independent shechita that's happening in the child. The two simanim are fine. It's klape the shechita. We view it ke'echon me'evareh, and if we view it ke'echon me'evareh, so it's for that reason it's going to be okay. What do we say? What's shver with that sad? If it's dead, how could it be chal shechita in a Uber that's dead? It doesn't make any sense. A dead thing can't get a maisa shechita being chal in it. If you want to see the shechita in the Uber, the shechita's two simonim of the Uber somehow in a magical way. Well, if it's dead, it can't happen. It's dead, klape being its own entity. But klape being echad me'evoreh, mali chai, mali meis. Maybe if it's meis, it's even more ke'echad me'evoreh than if it's chai. But I'm looking at it not as it's egen chshivis, ke'echad me'evoreh. If it's ke'echad me'evoreh, it's not a problem. You want to know why the chelev is mutter? You want to know why the gidanosha is mutter? Gidanosha, going backwards. There's something called the gidanosha of an animal. The gidanosha is, right, whatever the gidanosha is. We'll get to that parrot coming up soon as well. There's something called the gidanosha. The Uber is its own aver. The gidanosha of the Uber is a gidanosha mechtesa. I'm seeing up the Uber ke'echad me'evareh. And being that I'm seeing it ke'echad me'evareh, the gidanosh is nishkan gidanosh, the chelev is nishkan chelev, and it's, for that reason it's all going to be mutter. So I'd rather it's working with shechita, but the gather of the shechita is, I see it up ke'echad me'evareh. This you saw it of Maron Agris. To be mazber that side in the chakira, this is exactly what the Tzemach says. Zokr me'e simcha, this is mamish what the Rambam means. The Rambam ka'arta kasha. Is him mutter to shech the beim muberes? I'm not sure. Maybe there's a problem of oisnei vespenoi, loisnei shchatu b'yoy mechot. Zok, the Rambam, mutter, mutter lishchei muberes. This is something that's going to be okay. Why is it going to be okay? Zok, the Rambam, because uber yerechimoi. The reason it's going to be mutter is because uber ever me'imoi hu. Says Rambam simcha. What's the get of uber ever me'imoi hu? The get heter is that the way the heter of Ben Pakua works is I see the Uber not as its own entity. I see the Uber as Echon Me'evareh. If I see Echon Me'evareh, it's true I did two shchitas over here. I did a shchit on the mother, I did a shchit on the Uber. Uber, two shchitas that are really one shchita, because the getter of the shchit and the Uber is it's Echon Me'evareh. If it's Echon Me'evareh, it's not a separate shchita. Savada doesn't pass that there should be a loisa shchatu b'yaymechor. And the emes is, if you look at both lashonos of the Rambam, the Beskerov and the Michtov came from the Rambam, Hilchas Machalos Asuris Perikei Alochet Ezvav. And the Arsameach came from the Rambam in Hilchas Shchita Perikei Beis Alochet Yud. But it's mamish hein hein divrei Arsameach, hein hein divrei Mar Nagris. The mamish saying the identical yisoy that same var. Rame Simcha said, Mutal Lishchet Esama Uberes Uber Ever Me'imoyhu. What does the Rambam mean, Uber Ever Me'imoy? He's teaching up that together of how Ben Pakua works is, I see the Uber as Avram and Imai. I see it as Yerach Imai. And that's why there's no Yosef Esmol, because I'm shechting one behemah, I'm not shechting two. The Beskerov learned it up in Machal Sasur. It's Koras HaBehemah, Yishach HaBehemah, Trev HaMotzabam, and Tishach HaTzorah, Shechita LaTiroi, Vein Shechita Esima Mai Elasloi, Mipnei Shukei Avram and Imai. It's the Rambam Lushitasa. In both places, the Rambam's learning up the Sugi the same exact way. The Mahal HaDvarim is that I see it up. I see it up Ke Avram and Imai. In other words, we said that we had this chakira hayudua in the world of Behema Makasha. It's really two chakiras, right? It's achashishtai. Is the geder ben pekua that the shchit of the mother works for the uber, or maybe the geder ben pekua is that when I do a shchit on the mother, I don't need a shchit of the uber. In timtzoloimar, it works that it's a shchit and the uber. Is the geder these two shchitas that are taking place over here, or is the geder, that this one shchita I see the uber ke'echam me'evarel b'skurovas meichich from the Rambam in Perik Hey. At the end of Hilchas Macholos Asuros, that the geder is, it's a shchita, like the first sad in the chakira, but the geder of the shchita is that I look at the ubra as being echad me'evareh, the second sad in that first sad. Rame Simcha was mechiach, the same exact thing from the Rambam in Hilchas Shchita and Perik Yud Beis Halacha Yud. I just want to say one nekuda, and that is, then it says, you know, you learn this Rambam, the way Rame Simcha's mazbe the Rambam, it's pashit, this is that Havana in the Rambam. It sounds a little bit like, the only time it's mutter to shechtem uberes is if you hold uber yarechima. What if you hold uber lav yarechima? It sounds like maybe it would be also to shechtem uberes. I think it's a plia tzuma. It's a plia. We'll learn in Perek Beim HaMakasha. The closest thing you find to there being an issue with a Ben Pekua is Shita's Rameyer. Rameyer holds a Ben Pekua requires a Shita. But that it should be also to go ahead and shecht a Behemah Muberes, loy shamanu, v'loy ro'inu, right? No one ever heard of such a chiddush in the world. It sounds a little bit that the Rambam is telling you that if you hold Uba Yerechimai, I have a way out. But if you hold Uba Lab Yerechimai, then I don't have a way out. It's a plia. Hagabatz, is that what the Rambam just said? Rambam said, I hold Uba Yerechimai. So because I hold Uba Yerechimai, therefore you're mutal lishchei beimah mu'uberes. Uba Eivim me'imayu. But if you hold that Uba Lab Yerechimai, then already it's not going to be okay. It's mamish a pella at first glance. So that misses. I wasn't sure, but I thought could be the Rambam's not saying that Uber Eivim me'imayu, and I'm getting involved in that. Maybe one of the biggest machlokes of all time, Uber Yerechima, Uber Lav Yerechima. What the Rambam is saying is like this: in the parsha of Behema Makash is Xeris HaKosav. It says Behema beBehema. It says V'chol Hashem beBehema. The question is, Madap up learning right now this Xeris HaKosav. First state in this Xeris HaKosav. State in that Xeris HaKosav. Zok the Rambam. Then when it comes to Shchita Uber Yerechima, but meaning even if I hold in Kol HaTayra Kulo Uber Lav Yerechima, but when it comes to this sugya, everybody's going to hold Uber Yerechima. I don't think it's possible to say that the Rambam only meant this Lamanda Uber. Because then the Rambam would have a kasha atzuma on the man that holds uba lav yarechima, and really lo yahani klum with all this rage. The teretz is the Rambam is saying that in this sugya from the Eimam Akasha, everybody holds uba yarechima. There's no shayla uba yarechima, and it learns it from a pasuk behema bebehema v'chayla hashem bebehema. What's the shayla? The shayla is it true only in this sugya? Is it true in Kol HaTayrakul as well? Abahami in this sugya, there's no shayla uba yarechima, and that's what the Rambam means. He doesn't mean uba yarechima as in the machlokes hayadua. He means in this sugi, there's no question in the world, Uba Yerechimai. That means it's Chipasti or Matzasi. I found the stipler in Kilos Yaakov and Masech Teschul and Simon Yutas. He says in Mefurish. He says, impossible to say the Rambam meant Lemando Oma Uba Yerechimai. Avadi means Afi Lemando Oma Uba Lab Yerechimai. Valdos Ado Xeris HaKosov. And being that this Xeris HaKosov, it's posher that this is the way it's going to be. Just to end. I saw in a sefer, it's called Mikra Ha'eda. So we've quoted from the sefer Mikra Ha'eda many times over the years. The Mechaber was a great guy in Rebbe Leo Greenzeig. He was nifta very, very recently. And in Parshas Toldos, a piece that we're going to get back to tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. But in Parshas Toldos, at the end of the piece, he has a little bit of an arichas on this Rambam. And he says that, you know, we know throughout Shas, there's a machloikis uba yerechimai or uba lav yerechimai. And he says there isn't one place in Shas where the Gemara says, minoha milsa da amra bonan uba yerechimai. We never have makaris to it. It's one of the biggest machloikis in the world. And he says, I'm not aware anywhere of a makar. What is the source to the man da amar uba yerechimai? Zok there, I think it's poshet, that the makar to uba yerechimai is the sugyo behema makasha. Meaning, loy mi boya, this is the beer and how Ben Pakua works. This is actually the melame. This is the binyanav. This is the makar to the sug of uber yerechimai. Thus says, and under a sug of ema makasha state that you saw, uber yerechimai. That's done mahavon and Ben Pakua. That's why there's no problem of oisav esmolay sishchatov yemechad. That's why the uber of a treifa is going to be a problem. That's why, even if it's maize, that's why the chelav, that's why the gedanosh, it's all based on the fact it's chal shchit and uber kimavur and tmurad af yeralev and other maramakoimus. But together, as I look at his uber the man Dama that holds Ubi Yerachimai learned Perik Behemah Mekasha, and he said, this is a Shas Perik. I think in Kala Teirukula, you're always supposed to look at the Behemah as the Uber Achelik of it. Behemah Behemah is not only a din in Ilchashchita, it's a din in Kala Teirukula. The man Dama that holds Ubi Yerachimai, he said, no. I hold it's a Xeris Akosav Dafkin the Sugya, but Avad in Kala Teirukula, that's really not the way it's going to be. This raid, this sugya, could be the makar to this mamish negeya, the whole sugya, the whole institution of Uba Yerachimai from the Shver sugya is in Shas. But what is the makar? Zok Rabbi Eliyahu Greenzeig, Zecharenu Levracha, could be the makar is daika the sugya. Makes a lot of sense. He says, I'm not aware of any other makar. If he's not aware, we're not either going to be aware. So the bottom line is, this is the makar. He was a Sinai Nifla, right? He lived in Rabbi Avram Yeshua Soloveitchik, Zalzain Gesund's building. And I've heard that Rabbi Avram Yeshua used to refer to him as an Oitza Svar of Tzveifus. That's how he used to refer to him, as an Oitza Svarim of Tzveifus. Imamish, if you go through his Svarim, he was Reichish Kala Terakula in a very dramatic way, but very Luyish. But the bottom line is, could be this sugi over here is not just a sugi of Ubi Yerachim, it could be this is actually the Mekar to the entire concept of Ubi Yerachim.